Frank, thanks very much. Stick around. We're joined as well by Patricia Nazario, the KPCC reporter who was at the hospital where the officers were taken, and the one officer has come out of surgery. Patricia, thanks for being there.
Hi, Pat.
What did you find out this morning about what happened and the condition of the officer who, the SWAT officer who did survive?
Well, at about 9:30 this morning, trauma surgeon Gabriel Azanian came out and spoke to reporters. He spent 3 hours operating on the SWAT officer, James Veenstra, early this morning. He said there was a single shot that crashed into Veenstra's lower left jaw. And this is interesting. He said that the bullet lost its kinetic energy before it hit Veenstra's jaw. And so what could have otherwise killed him instead partially shattered the officer's jawbone and destroyed some teeth.
And so the surgery is completed. He is out of the operating room now, Officer Veenstra?
That's right. The surgery lasted about 3 hours, from 2 to about 5 this morning. He said he's heavily medicated. He's in ICU, and his wife, L.A. Captain Michelle Veenstra, is with him.
Usually in times like this, difficult times, the hospital is the scene of a gathering by a number of LAPD officers and ranking members of the brass as well. Was that the case today?
Partially. They have the streets blocked off, so people who have no business here can't come in to the hospital, only employees. And there is some presence, but not a gathering, maybe not yet. At around 10:40, I did see an LAPD helicopter come. It came down for a couple of minutes on top of the hospital and then took off. And I think that was when they dropped off Bratton here before the noon press conference. And aside from that, there was a coroner's van that came in at about 11:15, and that's been most of the activity. Aside from that, there are officers posted at the driveway of the hospital and officers and cars posted at the entrance to this street, blocking it to traffic.
KPCC reporter Frank Stoltz.
The extent of his trouble and his mental condition, I guess we'll have to wait to see.
And back to Patricia Nazario, KPCC's reporter who had been at the hospital. The flags on city buildings, city properties across Los Angeles are being lowered to half staff. Patricia, are you hearing anything else about plans for services for the SWAT officer who died and anything else going on with the LAPD vis-a-vis those two officers?
At this point right now, the focus is on the officer who's here at Northridge Hospital recovering, LAPD officer James Veenstra. The doctor this morning said that Veenstra lost lots of bony tissue. He said that he will need bone grafting and possibly reconstructive surgery going forward. Basically said he's very fortunate to be alive. I mean, had that bullet come at him with its full force, it could have gone into his brain or into his brain stem and killed him. So at this point, I think obviously, as we all know, the department is mourning the loss of the other officer, Randy Simmons, but at the same time, I think really feeling fortunate that they still have James Veenstra.
Thanks to both of you throughout the day, Frank Stoltz and Patricia Nazario. Will be bringing you more reports about that fatal standoff in Winnetka in the West San Fernando Valley, where at least 5 people, one of them the first LAPD SWAT officer ever killed in the line of duty,